Security forces in Jharkhand have arrested a zonal commander of the proscribed CPI Maoist from the Shanti Forest area under Balumath police station limits of Latehar in Jharkhand on March 16. The development occurred when the district police, acting on a tip-off, arrested the top zonal commander of the CPI Maoist Sheetal Ram alias Sheetal Mochi, 30, from the outskirts of the Shanti Forest area. It's been learned that Sheetal was a member of the dreaded Ravindra Ganju group. Briefing the media on the development, SP Latehar, Anjani Anjan, said that the police have arrested the Maoist commander following a specific unit. He is an expert in planting improvised explosives devices, IEDs, and as many as 25 cases have been pending against him in different police stations in Latehar, Lohardagar and Gumla. He was a member of the dreaded Ravindra Ganju gang, and a reward of 5 lakh rupees had already been announced on him, a country-made pistol of 765mm cartridges. Cartridges of AK-47 along with 10,000 cash have been recovered from him, added SP Anjan. Female Maoist commander surrendered in Chhattisgarh. In a separate development on the Maoist front, a female Maoist commander of the outlawed CPI Maoist has surrendered before the police in Sukma of Chhattisgarh on March 16. The surrendered Maoist has been identified as Santo alias Rem. She had been an active member of the Maoist outfit for a long and was currently heading the Amdi Local Guerrilla Squad, LGS, of the CPI Maoist. The surrendered Maoist Rem was involved in different Maoist incidents in Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts of Chhattisgarh, for which she was carrying a reward of 5 lakh rupees. She was inspired by the Puna Nakom campaign being run by the district administration and forces in the district, said SP Sukma, Sunil Sharma. SP Sunil Sharma, Pick Credit SM. Rem was deeply moved by the ill-treatment of women cadres in the outfit, thus she decided to shun the path of violence and join the mainstream. She will be rehabilitated as per the state government rehabilitation policy, added SP Sharma. It is to be noted that over the last few years, surrenders of the local Maoist cadres have grown manifold in the Maoist-affected zones of the region. These zones include insurgency-hit districts like Sukma and Dantewada, where campaigns like Puna Nakom and Lone Waratu have turned out to be one of the most successful campaigns being run against the left-wing extremism.